Blackstone Audio presents Catastrophe 1914 Europe Goes to War by Max Hastings. Read by Simon Vance. For Penny, who does the real work. As Commandant of the British Army's Staff College in 1910, Brigadier General Henry Wilson asserted the likelihood of a European war, and argued that Britain's only prudent option was to ally itself with France against the Germans. A student ventured to argue, saying that only inconceivable stupidity on the part of statesmen could precipitate a general conflagration. This provoked Wilson's derision.
Ho, ho, ho! Inconceivable stupidity is just what you're going to get.
We are readying ourselves to enter a long tunnel full of blood and darkness. André Gide, 28th July, 1914. A bantering Russian Foreign Ministry official said to the British military attaché on the 16th of August, "You soldiers ought to be very pleased that we have arranged such a nice war for you." The officer answered, "We must wait and see whether it will be such a nice war after all." Introduction. Winston Churchill wrote afterwards, "No part of the Great War compares in interest with its opening. The measured, silent drawing together of gigantic forces, the uncertainty of their movements and positions, the number of unknown and unknowable facts made the first collision a drama never surpassed. Nor was there any other period in the war when the general battle was waged on so great a..."